Mishnah Dalet. Chatot HaTzibur. So let's say you have the various sirim, like sirei Rosh Chodeshim, and the sirim that are brought on Yomim Tevim. Now, all of these are supposed to be, actually, a Ben Shana. And the Olotehem, which are also brought together on Rosh Chodesh Hanan Moed, and the Chatas Yachid, which is also either one or the other, a Kisba or a Si'ira, as opposed to the Chataos of the Tzibor, which are Si'irim, and the Asham Nazir, and the Asham Mitzera, which is also Beferish, Keves Ben Shnato, that's for the Asham, and Stam by Mitzera, the Lashon is Keves Echad. All of these are kosher, miyom shloshim vahala, from the 30th day of the Leda, they are kosher. Now, the truth is that they're actually kosher from, as you know, after 7 days, miyom shmini vahala. Why do we say that they're kosher, meaning they're kosher l'chatchila, miyom shloshim vahala? Because that's the mitzvah min hamuvchar, because it's considered to be a greater kovet to bring something that has that stature. But the truth is, even if you are hikrivum, miyom hashmini, after the Leda, it's kosher because it says beferish, miyom hashmini v'ala, yiratzeh l'korban ishel Hashem. Same thing is true by the Bechor. Bechor is miyom hashmini titnoli. So therefore we learn out from there, just like a Bechor, yom hashmini is kosher from that point forward. So too, all korbanos are kosher from that time forward. Now, how about if a person made a neder or a nedava to bring an eilon, to bring a shlamim? Remember the difference between a neder and a nedava? A neder is when the person says, harei alai. So it's kiyu, toin le'akatve, brought it on his own shoulders. That's why using the words, it's on me. That's what it's on me means. So you accepted the achrayut for it. Masha Inkain, where you're talking about a nedava, you say, hare ze. So there you gave this particular animal. If something happens to the animal, it's not your responsibility. So nedorim or nedavas, which would only be an ola or a shlamim, or a bechor, which would be the equivalent of a type of shlamim with minor differences, or a meiser behema. So that's, the din is also that is brought like a korban shlamim. And a korban Pesach, all of those korbanas are kosher, even lechatchila. Mi yom hashmini v'hala. Meaning even on the 8th day. As I said before, we learned that out from the Bechor, mi yom hashmini tiznoli. And we know that the din of Meiser and Pesach are always compared to Bechor. And the only time when we were makdir to bring mi yom hashloshim is dafka, with korbanos that are a chiyuv. So over there, you will have that responsibility to bring it in the most mechubadik effective fashion for hegdash. But when it comes to something that you just brought on your own and is a nedava or a neder that you volunteered, so there we don't put that on you. And the truth is that that tam doesn't apply very much to korban Pesach. Because a korban Pesach, you actually do have to bring. But the reason that over there we cannot tell you such a thing is because there's going to be millions of people that are in need of korbanos. If we're going to talk about needing to wait till Yom HaShloshim, we may be cutting out 20% of the korbanos that are available. And remember, the whole thing is only good for the first year. So to make a person wait after Yom HaShmini, that's a problem. Others give a different, interesting svara, which is that since the din of the korban Pesach is that it has to be eaten, and that it's only eaten l'menuyav, you can't give it to somebody else to eat if you see you're unable to eat it. So in the event that you're not a large family or a large chabura, we don't want you to have to take an animal that is a shloshim yom, because it may be osili de noser. It's because of that we never made this takana.